had one question about the relationship of Harinam, the holy name, to an eligibility to go to Vraja Dham. I wanted to give an example of a statement about the holy name. There are so many verses about the holy name. For one, this is quoted from Linga Purana. It says, if a person chants Krishna's name indifferently, he will surely achieve his swarupa, or original spiritual self, and attain that state beyond all material fear and lamentation. He will reach Vaikuntha, the supreme goal. Even if a person chants Krishna's name indifferently,
without love.
Without love.
Yeah. He will surely achieve his swarupa, or original spiritual self, and attain that state beyond all material fear and lamentation. He will reach Vaikuntha, the supreme goal. The Sanskrit is here. Vajam tishtam vapan asnam. So, it seems that the holy name is so powerful that just by chanting, we will go to Goloka Vrindavan, even if we're not so developed in our bhava. But on the other hand, I heard you say that you were not certain even if Haridas Thakur went to Vraj. So it appears almost some contradiction between these verses about the power of the holy name.
There was a very small child, baby. No?
Yes.
She was so little baby. Durvasa came and told her, give him bar. Bar means?
Butter?
Bar. Bar means, if he want anything, and if any gifts man fulfills that idea, it is called bar. I'm giving bar that.
Boon, I think.
Boon. Boon mo. Boon.
Boon.
Boonna.
Spelling?
B-O-O-N. Benediction.
Benediction. No. That you will have so far powerful five sons. Durvasa is told. No? He told to Kunti. Kunti was at that time, no marriage, nothing, no marriage. He gave the boom to Kunti. What became? Later on, she was married to Pandu Maharaj. And later on, she gave five sons birth. No? Yudhishthira, Arjuna, Bhim, Nakula, Sahadeva. He told at that time that you will have five sons. But he will have to come in order. So in Puran it has been written, by name everything will be done. Cetu darpanam arjanam bhav mahadavagni nirvapanam sreyo kairava chandrika vitaranam vidya buddhi jivanam anandam buddhi vardhanam pratipadam purna mrtashvadanam sarvatma smapanam. He has told that by name he will have, indifferently he will take name, he will have his Sarup Siddhi. Sarup Siddhi means he will enter in the realm of Krishna pastime Nitya Leela. No? But there is a system. He will have to go in system. Swarupa Goswami has told that आज के श्लोक की पाठ करना कृष्ण है कृष्णे जस्य गिरिंग कंग मन साद्रियत दीक्षास्त चेत प्रणतभिश्च भजन तमीशम शुश्रूषया भजन विज्ञमन मन निंदादि हिदमिप्सति संगल भय He is telling that a one Krishna name, those who are uttering, anyhow they are uttering, they should be given samman, honor. They should be honored. But if they have taken diksha, then they should be honored.
No more.
They should be honored. This is loki for Madhyama Adhikari, not for Kanishta Adhikari. They have some wisdom to think. Ne? So there are so many duties of Madhyama Adhikari. No duty of Uttama Adhikari or Kanishta Adhikari. Especially these duties are for Madhyama Adhikari. No? Here he is telling that dikshasti cheta, if he has diksha, only diksha can it be. He is telling you. If he has sambandha jnana, if he is uttering Krishna, one Krishna name, and that name is after diksha, not only diksha, if sambandha jnana is there, with sambandha jnana, not only sambandha jnana, if they have sambandha jnana and they have diksha, without diksha no sambandha jnana. So with diksha, with sambandha jnana, one Krishna who are uttering, they should be honored. Because in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been stated that koti janme jadi kare sraman kirtan tabutana paya Krishna pade premadhan. This vakya is of Purans. Lakhs of years has been passed. No? In Puran it has been stated. In Puran, no madhur ras katha, only in Srimad Bhagavat. No? And especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given all these things. Naam prema mala gathi parailo sabare. You know? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given name garlanded in Prem Sutra, Prem thread. There is a Prem thread, and he is garlanding one by one pushpa, Krishna name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram. These are one, each of these names are very good flowers. They have a smell. They are fragrant, they are so beautiful, they are so kumal, soft, and so sheetal.
Cooling.
All they have qualities. But if you, not one time, not two times, not 100 times, even not lakhs and lakhs names, even in lakhs of birth, if you go in and taking Hari name, they will not create Krishna prema. they can give salvation, they can give Vaikunthiya prem, not they will give this Braja prem for whom Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers have come. Koti janme jadi kare sramana kirtan tabutana paaye Krishna pade premadhan. Understanding? Krishnam kare aparadhe ravichar. Krishnam thinks that whether he is aparadhi or not. If he is offensive, and with offense, he is telling, uttering Krishna name in thousand and lakhs of births, he will not attain Krishna prem. No sarup siddhi, nothing. When diksha asti cheta, if chet means if there is diksha. Not every person, though have taken diksha, they have taken ordinary diksha. No? Anusthaniki diksha, it will not do. When it will do? When he will have served Vishrambhavena. Vishrambhava se seva kiya Guruji ka. Understanding?
Yes.
Like yourself. You have done Vishrambha seva. And pariprasna pranipat. Pariprātena pariprasnena sevaya of Guru. And by the grace of Guru, they have attained sambandha jnana. What sambandha jnana? Krishna is my sakha. Krishna is my son. Krishna is my husband. Krishna is my lover. This is sambandha jnana. One relation also yet remains. And that is so hidden, that sambandh. What's that sambandh is? Can you tell?
Krishna is my brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law?
Well, husband of Radhika.
Brother-in-law? Then you are lady or gentleman?
I'm neither, but in that conception, lady.
So, am Palladasi of Srimati Radhika. I am Palladasi or Palladasi or Palladasi. That is, am Palladasi of Sri Rupamanjari. No? Rupamanjari, Rati Manjari, and all Manjari. This is the best sambandha jnana. Those who will utter only one Krishna name without offense, with sambandha jnana, and under the guidance of a very good rasik swajati asa vaishnava, being in Vrindavan, not everywhere, hither and thither, being in Vrindavan, especially in, where Krishna is serving Srimati Radhika, his feet, her feet.
Sevakunj.
Then we have Krishna prem. These are systematic, all these things. But in this slow, everything has been not written. Why not written? There are some reasons. If we tell any man that you will be king, to be a king is very difficult. So he is giving temptation. He will have to go, rise up to king, but he will have to adopt some methods. Then he will be there. In this sloka, it has been written that you will attain Swarup Siddhi. But how he will get it, it has been not stated. Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Haridas Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have stated how to chant Krishna Nam. It will give Utakire Madhura Madhura Me Tatamangalam Mangalanam Sakala Nigamvalli Satphalam Chit Sarupam Sakritapi Parigitam Sabdhaya Helayava Bhrigubara Naramatram Tareeta Krishna Nam. It has been stated there. Shadow of that sloka is there. Same thing. It has been stated. They have given temptation to us that by name you will have Swarup Siddhi, and in Swarup Siddhi you will have entrance in seva of that kind of rush of Krishna in Vrindavan. They have stated. But how it will be, they have not told all these things. So it is hidden behind. There is lock and key in the hands of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and they have opened that key for us. So in Upadeshamrita, Sikshastak, there are some rules and regulations in Manas Siksha. How can Krishna Prem, how can Swarup Siddhi can be done? In Bhakti Rasami Sindhu it has been done. So I think without Diksha, without Sambandha Gyan, and without any Rasik Vaishnava Sangha, and without following Srimad Bhagavat and the principles of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whom Rupa Goswami has stated, we cannot enter in Krishna Prema Swarup Siddhi.
Even chanting?
No. But by chanting, we know or don't know the mahima of name. If you are chanting, a Vaishnava will see you, no? And see, he will call, "Oh Giriraj, come here." "Oh, that's true. Come here, come here. You are singing so sweet." Madhavendra Puri was singing Krishna like you. Haridas Thakur was singing Krishna like you. Go on chanting. Do you know who are you? He said, "I don't know." "Oh, you are Krishna Das. Jivera Swarupa hai Nitya Krishna Das." And he loved so much and gave some sweet prasadam and told him, "Come daily to me." And in the temptation he used to come. And very sweet pastimes of Krishna was told by him to that person. He told that, "Oh, you should take first Diksha." "What is Diksha?" He stated everything. And who is Guru? He was searching Gurudev at that time. That forename, Nam, is so valuable thing and so high thing, himself Krishna. "Where should I go and search Gurudev? And he will give me that name." Then Krishna has arranged everything. Srimati Radhikari has arranged everything. He sent Jayanta, he sent Swamiji, he sent Vinodamanjari, he sent... Understanding?
Yes.
Then he saw that I was singing Krishna name without any sambandha. But Gokumari is singing with tears in his eyes. with her and deeply seeing nothing in this world, only remembering pastimes of Krishna. He has a temptation, greed. How can I take this name like him? He was told that he takes day and light, night, 3 lakhs of names. What to one name? Then he used to take 1 lakh. Then with Sambandha Gyan and hearing Srimad Bhagavat poetry, we have told so many strokes of Srimad Bhagavat at Imli Tala, in Sevakunda, in Singar Bhatt. Through hearing, now he has Sambandha Gyan. I want to serve Radha and Krishna like Rupa Manjari, like Lalita Vishakha, like any Sakhi. No? By and by, this idea becomes so much form in his heart. Now he don't want to be friend, not want to be father and mother, no Sakha, friend, nothing. No Sakhi at all. Only he wants to be a dasi of Srimati Radhika. And gradually it was so much form in his heart that always thinking like this, always serving like this, and at last, by the sangha of bhakta, sraddha, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhav came from Golok Vrindavan. From any of the Krishna Parikar to whom he has that greed, what was his sarup? He then realizes his sarup and realizes how to serve Radha Krishna, and then he takes name. His name is pure name. And by this name, Krishna Prem can be achieved. Everything. So these are some. So we should try to name, take name by this system. This system is not there, but anyhow is there in Sutra. From morning to up till now, Next time you will see any sloka of Vilas Goswami. What is sloka? Last time I have 13th.
Yeah.
What is that sloka?
Shashakribid abhishare nesha vinanshalabhyam.
So, 16th sloka.
Earlier.
I told you.
So you read 14th and 16th.
Pādābjayo stava vinā virudāśrameva. नन्नत कदापि समय किल देवी जाचे सख्याय ते मम नमोस्त
namasto namasto nityam. Dashyayati mama rasostu rasostu satyam. We have read this slope. That she is telling that I do naman to your dasya bhava. Understand?
Naman, sir.
Naman means
respect. No, respect.
Respect so much. Keeping on my head. But I want only dasi bhava. To serve your feet. I don't want to be a sakhi. Because in the eyes of Nitya Sakhi and Pran Sakhi, there are five kinds of sakhi. Sakhi, Nitya Sakhi, Pran Sakhi, Priya Sakhi, Priya Norma Sakhi. No? And they all are divided into four classes. Swapaksha, Vipaksha, Tatastha, Suhid. Swapaksha, Lalita, Visakha are all in Swapaksha of Radhika. There are two kinds of Sakhi. First, it is something difficult?
No.
Two kinds of sakhi. Samasneha, Vishamasneha sakhi. Samasneha means having equal love for Krishna and Srimati. Equal love for Krishna and Chandravali. Equal love for Krishna and Bhadra, because they are also Yudheshwari. Equal love for Shyamala, she is also Yudheshwari. And they have Ashtasakhi and everything like Srimati Radhika. No? So, equal love for Krishna and Radhika are Chandravali, Bhadra, Shyamala. These are called Samasneha. Sneha means love, affection. Visham Sneha Sakhi means not equal priti, love. Either that love is towards Krishna or more love towards Radhika, Bhadra, Shyamala, Chandravali. These are called Visham Sneha. Visham Sneha, those who have more affection for Krishna, these are called Krishna Dhikya Sneha. Krishna Sneha Dhika. Understanding?
Yes.
And those who have more inclination towards Radhika Chandravali, Bhadra Shyamala Chandravali, they are called Sakhi Sneha Dhikya. Sneha, Sakhi Sneha Dhikya. Adhik means more inclination towards Sakhi. These two kinds of Sakhi are there. Again, they have been divided into five. I have described perhaps Sakhi, those who are elder than Krishna. Not elder, elder man younger. Chota.
Younger.
Younger than Krishna. And they are inclined more towards Krishna. Like Dhanishta, Vrinda,
Kundalata,
and all others. There are lakhs of gopis like this, those who are Sakhi. In age they are less than Krishna. And they always try to live in Yashoda Bhavan. They take bath of Krishna. They may give water to Krishna. Serve anyhow in the house of Yashoda Devi. These are called Sakhi. Nitya Sakhi, who are younger means choti.
Younger
than Krishna and Radhika. They are about 12 half maybe. Very beautiful, like Srimati Radhika, not less than Radhika, and qualified in every respect as Srimati Radhika. They are called Nitya Sakhi. They have so much love for Krishna and Radhika, but they will always try to live with Radhika. Always. They want that Krishna should be glad, so much glad. And if Srimati Radhika anyhow is defeated, they feel that we are defeated, and their mouth becomes so much malin. Malin means
pouting.
Sad. They become sad. They are called Sakhi Snehadhik. In qualities they are like Sakhi. But yet they don't want Sakhi Pada. So this is Lok Padabhyostava Vinabardasyan is of Nitya Sakhi. And in Nitya Sakhi, those who are prominent figures, very wise, they have especially 16 qualities that has been told in Ujjwal Neen Mani, all quality there. Always serving Srimati Radhika. So they only want to serve Srimati Radhika. But it does not mean that they don't like Krishna. Otherwise, it will not be Kamatmika or Kamanuga. So they have quality of Kamanuga, but a speciality is there, Tat-tat Ichha Bhav Mai. They are always so much, feel so much pleasure if they can meet Radhika with Krishna. And they will feel all kinds of pleasure what Radhika is getting with meeting Krishna. One thing also is here, that if Radha and Krishna is there, Lalita is coming from outside. She will not enter in that Bilas Kunja or Keli Kunja or any Kunja. He will ask Dijanitya Sakhi that what Krishna is doing with Radhika. Should we go? Then they will go and see what Krishna is doing, and then they will come out and tell that, yes, you can come. Then they will come. So this is a very good kind of seva. So, padabhyo stava vina bara dasyam eva. In this dasya, in this service, they have so much gain that in Sakhi it may be something lacking. They may not have. So, leaving this seva, they don't want Sakhi Pad. So she has prayed that Sakhyayate mama namastu namastu nityam, Dasyayate mama rasostu rasostu satyam. In Nishanta Lila we have seen that Radha Krishna both are sleeping. About the sound of peacocks, cuckoo birds, and others. Anyhow, Vrinda makes them awoke. Sometimes they shut up their eyes, sometimes closing, and with very alasya, laziness, feeling laziness, they take
yawn.
I say?
Yawning.
Your heart?
Yawn.
And then like Chandra rays. As if Chandra is. I like this. No? This scenery is so beautiful. These teeth of Srimati Radhika or Krishna both, like the Kali of Anar, Anar
bees.
So much beautiful. No other, any comparison. No comparison at all. Kiyala. No comparison at all. At that time, Srimati says that you have done my Veshbhusha.
What? Ornaments, dressed me.
Ornaments, hair, etc. Everything.
Mane, हमारे वेशभूषा को तुमने गड़बड़ कर दिया, खराब कर दिया.
You missed my decoration.
Oh, you missed ornament me.
हाँ. My hairs are here and there. All things you have done wrong. If Sakhi will come, Lalita Vishakha, what they will think and what they will say? So, before their coming, you should repair all these things. No? These are peeping from the corners of kunj. Chidra se dekh rahi hai. What they are doing? No? At once Lavanga Manjari, Rati Manjari, came with a pot, golden thal.
Plate.
In plate, kasturi, chandan, mrigamada, and so many things are there. Huh? Also kamba is there, darpan mirror. Is there, mirror is there, everything is there. Without saying, without any hesitating, without any adesh,
order.
At once, Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, Long Manjari, entered there, enters with that pot. Krishna takes, becomes, and becomes to do like. Radha Srimati Radhika tells that, you have, where are my, this thing?
Nippo.
Alta.
Alta.
Red color.
You have taken all alta in your head. So please complete this. At the time, there is no Lalita Sakhi there, no Visakha and all Sakhi. Only these Sakhi are Nitya Sakhi and Pran Sakhi are there. Who are Pran Sakhi? Prominent among Nitya Sakhi are Pran Sakhi. No? They have always Abhilasha,
desire,
inter desire to serve Srimati Radhika. They wanted to do alta in Radhika's feet. But they thought that if Krishna does this and we see, it will be better. That we will see that Krishna is serving our queen, our Srimati Radhika. So there are tendency that Krishna should do it. Always they are in a mood that Srimati Radhika can order all these manjaris, or come at once and give alta in my feet. Bring a golden cup of water, Lalita he cannot order. No? Vrindahi she cannot order. Visakha she cannot order. She can order something else, but not her service he will order. But to these manjaris, Nitya Sakhi and manjaris, no hesitation at all to order. I will order him, oh, go bring one glass of water. But I have some respect for you, so I will not tell, Satya Prabhu, you should go and drink water. May I tell? Can you tell me? No. But to them, I can tell freely, without any hesitation. No? So this is very, very advantage for these Sakhi, that Srimati Radhika directly, without hesitating, orders everything, but not to order all others. This way, if they are Sakhi, this gain will go. Understand? So, for this reason, to serve Srimati Radhika fully, without hesitation, if anything is wrong in his wearing, kya niche wala kya? Lahanga. You know lahanga?
Skirt.
Makala is belt.
Not a skirt, but
sash.
Sash.
Tying over here.
Not tying.
No.
The cloth. Radhika will order at once Rup Manjari. I cannot tie. You should do it. No? So, if she is Lalita, if she is Vishakha, if she is Bhadra Shyamala, she will have some same. But for these all, no same at all. So they want only to serve Srimati Radhika, and Radhika Sneha Adhi. When they were doing prayer to Radhika, in sadhana dasa, when they were in sadhana dasa, sadhana dasa means to think, to meditate, siddhavastha of a ragatmika bhakta is called sadhana. There are two kinds of sadhana. One is outwardly, like roop shape. In roop Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatana Goswami's shape, one is this. To meditate the action of these manjaris, they are in dhyana samadhi, and sing all this, chanting Harinam. No? In Vrindavan, any kunja, these are siddha seva. And to see only what they are doing and to meditate is called sadhana. No? This is raganuga sadhana. Raghunath Das Goswami here is writing as to get, how to get these raganuga sadhana. So his prayer, as if he is not Tulsi Manjari or Rathi Manjari or any Manjari. He wants to see and to enter in that seva, and so he is praying. So when he was praying like this, that I want to be a seva dasi, palla dasi of yours, not as a sakhi. At once she went in sadhyavastha, became in siddha dasa, and she was seeing this thing that in Nishantalila,
last ending
Leela, that Krishna and Srimati Radhika both are on the bed. Srimati Radhika has